Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.
The qualities of a good realtor.
Yeah.
So how do you go about finding one?
You interview a couple of realtors. You also have get some referrals, because so-and-so work with that realtor. So if they're referring them to you, chances are they had a good experience with that realtor. So, you know, then you can sort of trust that since my friend had a good experience, chances are I'll have a good experience, right? So I would say interview, referrals, look at their branding, talk to them, find out, you know, like just because they're a top realtor doesn't mean they're the right one for you. Just because they're number one in whatever area doesn't mean they're the right person for you. Some clients need a lot of hand-holding, right? And they need a realtor who does the hand-holding. But some realtors are not like that. They don't do the hand-holding. They're like, no, I'll do it like this. I'll get it done for you like this, right? Like, so I would definitely interview realtors because every realtor does their business differently. Some say you have to sign a contract with me if I want to help you buy a house. You know, some realtors don't. So I would definitely recommend you to just interview a bunch of them.
Because a lot of times you see them, they just drop a card in the mailbox.
Okay, so she said sometimes they just drop a card in your mailbox. I would say if you're interested, try to make a list of ones that you had a good impression with them, and then interview them. Call them up, interview them on the phones so you get a sense of who they are. I would usually like the website kind of it's hard to judge them by the website because just because they have a bad website doesn't mean they're like a bad realtor, right? So I would definitely try to talk to them on the phone, see if they're the right type for you. Are they really aggressive? Are they really mellow? So I would definitely call them and ask them. Yeah. That'd be the best bet. Great. Yes? Here, can you pass?
And what do you think is the minimum number of years to find a decent realtor?
Okay. So I would say there's no minimum number of years because my requirements were I didn't have a minimum number of years. I would say some veteran realtors, just because they've been in the business for 10 years, doesn't mean they have 10 years of knowledge. they might have been working part-time for the first 8 years of their business, you know, and they might not have been doing consistent learning. So I have been, you know, in my business, I've been like being a sponge in the first 3 years of my business, and I talk to people, and there are some realtors who, like, they're veterans. They're like 30 years in the business, and they're like top realtors, like making like seven figures, but they got in trouble with the real estate board because they forgot to do something in like Homeowner Protection Act. There's some document that you need, and they didn't know about it. And I was like, oh, okay. So one thing it taught me was just because they're good at selling doesn't mean they like, you know, they know everything, right? So I would try to, that's why I said that the person doesn't have to be a know-it-all, but the person has to be willing to find out the answer. Find out the answer. Obviously, I don't want a completely brand new, like he doesn't know anything. I don't want that kind of realtor. But he's got to know something. And then if he goes, I ask him a question, he's like, oh, sorry, I don't know. But like, is he just like, I don't know? Or I don't know, but I'll get it for you. I'll go research it. I'll go find it. I'll call City Hall. I'll like dig it up. You know, I'll go the extra mile to find it for you. I rather prefer that realtor than the realtor who's, you know, got 100 deals going on, 100 listings. Oh, sorry, talk to my team members, right? I prefer, you know, that kind of realtor. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.